Your taxes hold the key.
Taxpayers, do you have an outstanding balance with Tax Administration Jamaica? TAJ is moving to intensify enforcement actions against delinquent taxpayers to recover outstanding sums. If you're facing difficulties honoring your tax obligations, visit a tax office and speak with a compliance officer to make an arrangement to pay to avoid enforcement action. You may also create a payment plan online using the Revenue Administration Information System RAIS on the TAJ website, jamaicatax.gov.jm. For further information, call our Customer Care Center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been Your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica. On this week's Get the Facts, we tell you how to register a business. The Companies Office of Jamaica, COJ, facilitates the registration and administration of companies and businesses. For persons interested in registering their businesses, they must visit the COJ to complete the process. Deputy Chief Executive Officer and Director of Operations at the COJ, Shelley Leon, says registering a business protects the company's interests by formalizing its existence.
There are many persons who are concerned about fraudulent institutions and so on. And so they often will contact the Companies Office of Jamaica to see, is this a bona fide organization? Additionally, registration assists persons in terms of being able to prove that you're the one who owns an entity name and that you have a certain interest in the entity. So it can serve also as a marketing device.
The COJ's registry is public and lists all businesses legitimately registered in Jamaica. Ms. Leon says registering your business also helps in acquiring loans and grants from financial institutions.
Also, financial institutions, they are now mandated to know their customer. Not only must they know the individual who comes in, but they must know the entity that comes in. So as such, before you can establish an account, institutions will be asking, please present your certificate of registration or your certificate of incorporation.
Failure to register your business can also lead to its permanent closure. The COJ lists entities of all sizes, and persons can choose to register as a business name or as a company. For persons to register their businesses, they must acquire the BRF1 form from the COJ, which can be accessed on their website, orcjamaica.com, or at their offices.
Right, so in the case of a business name, persons simply complete the BRF1 form and they provide us with proof of residence, and the principal proprietor will also provide us with a copy of a valid government issued ID, and the registration fee will be $2,500 in the case of a sole proprietor or a partner, and in the case of a corporate/trade name, that fee will be $3,000.
In the case of a limited company, persons would need the BRF1 form along with articles of incorporation. If the company is a not-for-profit, then you will need a 1B form. If it's a for-profit entity, then a 1A form is required. To register your company and stamp articles of incorporation, the fee attached is $24,500. Persons can acquire forms at the website orcjamaica.com or visit the COJ head office at 1 Grenada Way, Kingston 5, or its Mabay location on Delissa Drive. That's it for Get the Facts this week. I'm Twyla Whelan. Join us again next time for more.
Reducing your light bill is much easier than you think. Here are a few tips. Iron once per week if possible. Avoid opening your fridge too often. Don't place your fridge near strong heat sources. And do not hang items on the back of your refrigerator. Save energy. Save money. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, the PCJ, your energy advisor.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.